Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off.
Please do. I want to know.
So, I messed up this weekend during Thanksgiving. My boyfriend's brother, who's in college, came down to visit for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
And this is the first family member I've met. I'm going up there to Buffalo, New York, where he's from for Christmas. So I thought, you know what? I could impress him, and then he can plant the seed.
Then you'll have someone on your side. You always need someone on
yes,
your side.
I have an ally when I go up there.
Right.
Well, I was tipsy when we went out to dinner, and my thought was, hey, I host the morning show in Tampa Bay. I got to take him, like, somewhere really nice to be like, hey, like, you know.
Here's where we live. Look at our beautiful city. Look at how cool I am.
Flashy Miguel. Look at me.
Of course.
So we were ordering drinks, and we were getting meals and appetizers. The check comes out, and of course I go, oh, I got it.
Oh, you missed a fancy big pants.
I got it. My card was declined.
Oh, that's uncomfortable. Now you look like a schmuck.
I did. I look like a schmuck. And obviously everyone was like, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Of course they say that. What are they going to say? Better get your sleeves rolled up and do the dishes.
So now I'm the guy whose card was declined, who insisted that we go to the fancy restaurant.
Oh, man.
So we'll see
how. That's a bad first impression.
I know. And I tried to make it up for the rest of the weekend. But because of that, I want to know who had the worst first impression with their significant other's family. Hannah from St. Pete, what was yours?
After a night of drinking, we had gone home to his mom's house where he was staying at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hooked up in the living room and then fell asleep butt naked and was actually woken up by his parents.
Oh.
In the morning, butt naked.
That was a bad option. Going to sleep naked really in the living room.
Yeah, yep. And I'm sure after that, were you ever able to look at his mom in the face and be like, hey, you've seen my boobs?
Yeah, it was really awkward, definitely, seeing her about a week or two later and like trying to act like it didn't happen.
Oh, wow. My gosh. That's okay. Bad. That's a bad one. I don't think I could be. I have a couple bad stories, but that's pretty bad. Woo!
Now, are you two still together today?
We are, actually.
Oh, gosh. So you have
to
see her every holiday.
Well, at least there's that.
That is great. All right. Hannah.
Thanksgiving was fun.
Thank you for your phone call.
Of course.
All right. So we want to know, can you beat Hannah's story? Because clearly mine pales in comparison to that. Who had the worst first impression with their significant other's family? Call us up now. 877-999-1015. We will do your calls in three songs on Hot 101.5.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
So I just told you about my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox's brother, who's in college, coming down for Thanksgiving and spending it with us.
Yeah.
And I wanted to show him off and send him to this nice restaurant that I was going to pay for, order drinks and appetizers, and my card got declined.
Of course. That's a bad first impression.
Jenny, Tristan, and Mandy, they're all very mad at me. And they're like, what were you doing on Twitter?
Valid question, ladies.
I will tell you, I had to go to my car and I had an extra credit card that had come in the mail that I had to activate in my car. I mean, it was a crap show.
Yeah.
I will tell you that much.
That's not great.
All right, Rachel, tell us about the time where you had a really horrible first impression with your significant other's family.
So it was my ex-boyfriend and we decided that we were going to meet his mom at an IHOP.
Okay.
And the first minute I got there, she went to go hug me and I may have pushed her coffee into her lap.
Oh, dear.
To find out that she was a lady that got out of her car a week earlier and tried to swing at me with road rage.
How did you find out? How did that come up?
Oh, wow.
Because she goes, you look really familiar. And I was like, oh, you look really familiar too. And then she goes, oh, the McDonald's parking lot. And I was like, oh no.
Oh my God. What are the odds? What happened after that? Were you able to amicably move forward?
Yeah, we dated for about 6 months, and then whenever he broke up with me, she yelled at him for about 6 hours.
Yeah, because you
She's like, I'm just biding my time.
Oh, no, she wasn't biding her time. I promise you, every time they had a conversation, she was like, how's that little hussy Rachel doing?
Oh, my gosh.
That's why it only lasted for 6 months. Mom was trying to get you out of that relationship.
Dang.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so
at
much
the
for
end
your...
Of it, she uh-huh. ended up liking me more than him.
Oh, well, sometimes you can turn it around.
That is true.
Yeah.
There's always a little bit of redemption.
I think that's a good thing to keep in mind when you get into road rage with someone. They're just people. They're just people.
So very true.
Yeah.
Thank you for your phone call.
Be your boyfriend's mom. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Jessica, so tell us about that worst first impression.
Oh, hi. I was out with my boyfriend and went to go get a couple drinks. And then he asked me to come back to his house to watch a few movies with him. So I decided to go back with him. And we went to his room, and he had a really nice room there. And I'd never been to his house before. And I sat on his bed. We just cuddled up and everything and started watching movies. And we just got into the moment, and we decided we wanted to do a little naughty. And I heard the door open, and I saw his parents walked in, and his parents are, I never met his parents before. It was very awkward. And it was just like, I was super nervous, and I was like, I was fully naked and everything. I was just crazy. And his parents are Cuban, so they were like speaking Spanish to him.
I can only imagine. That is so crazy. I mean, having a situation like that where the first impression is your naked body.
And like, adult things are happening.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
All right, James from Apollo Beach, close us out. What is that worst first impression that you made with your significant other's parents or family?
I pull out of my driveway and a little BMW convertible cuts me off. And I just about laid right into the back of him. I couldn't have been 2 inches from him. So he flips me off, so I follow him to a 7-Eleven, and I'm screaming obscenities at him, just saying, you know, are you out of your mind? I could have just killed you. So I'm throwing every word in the book at this guy, and finally I take off and leave. And I go for my day's work, and lo and behold, we show up at her parents' house. There's that BMW. We walk in the door. It's that idiot that I almost smashed. The coincidence is just ridiculous.
This is the second time that we've heard that someone that you had got into a road rage incident with is the other person's parent. So I think the lesson is probably who you're getting into road rage with is your significant other's parent. So you should always just be careful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.